My prayer, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hear my prayer. And I know you heard me praying so many times before. But I need you. If you don't come,
yeah, Lord.
Lord, I perish.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I wait.
Yes, Lord.
That I'm waiting on you, Lord.
Right
down here below. Hear my prayer, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Hear my prayer.
Yes, yes.
And I know you heard me praying so many times before.
Yes, sir.
That I need you.
We need you, Lord.
You don't come.
Yes, yes.
Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. That I'm waiting on you, Lord. Right down here below. Why? That I'm
down here waiting at the river when you come. Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Say it.
Say it. Don't want me to cross.
No.
Don't want me to cross.
I said,
I'm dying here waiting at the river when you come. Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir, Lord. I said it.
You don't come to my rescue.
I'm your child, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm your child. And I know you heard me praying so many times before.
Yes.
That I need you.
We need you.
You don't come.
Yes.
Lord, I perish.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, I will. That I'm waiting on you, Lord. Right down here below.
Said I'm down here waiting at the river when you come, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, said I'm
down here waiting at the river.
No,
no,
said I don't want
me to cross.
I said I'm
down here waiting at the river when you come, Lord.
Reason why, Lord, I said
if you don't come to my rescue,
I belong. Let me say this verse, Lord. I'm your child, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. I'm your child.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I know you heard me praying so many times before. Yes, sir. Said I need you.
I need you.
You don't come. Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. And I'm waiting on you, Lord. Right down here below. Why you say, sit on
down here waiting at the river when you come, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, sit on
down here waiting at the river when you come,
Lord Jesus. said I'm here's the reason why I said if you don't come to my rescue, if you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue,
if you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue,
if you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue,
I can't even walk, Lord.
You don't come.
You don't come,
you don't come to my rescue.
I can't even talk, Lord.
You don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue.
I can't even wave my hand.
You don't come to my rescue.
I can't even wave my hand.
You don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come, Lord,
you don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come,
if you don't come to my rescue,
I'll be gone.
Amen.
Will be lost.
Thank you,
God.
If you don't come.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. This is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in his new day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He didn't have to keep us today. He got plenty out here. And if you're not enough, he said the rocks can cry out. So, but we are grateful to God because he has allowed us to come together.
Amen.
One more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And anybody glad to be in the house?
Amen.
Amen. You ought to give God some glory. For he is wonderful.
Yes, yes.
He is magnificent.
Yes.
He's a great and mighty God.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we can do nothing without him. Glory be to God. So I'm so grateful to God that he let me wake up again.
Amen.
And every time I can wake up, it's a good day. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
And ready to face whatever coming during the day. Because I know it's coming from a good. Whatever it is. Praise God. So we give glory, honor, and praise to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To our presider, Elder Swinson. And to the alternate and with us ministers. Bess.
Yeah.
To all the other preachers in the house, hallelujah, we praise God for you. And everybody else in the house, we praise God for you. Everybody's important, everybody's somebody, and everybody's precious in the sight of our Lord, hallelujah. He's so thankful to be able to see you today. Hear you today.
Yes,
okay. All right. It is just so good. Hallelujah. What time is it?
Good news time.
We come to bring you some good news in this bad news world. Okay. We're not planning to be before you very long. Just come to remind you today what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
Not that you don't already know, but just to remind you, because we soon forget what the Lord has done yesterday. And we forget that and fall back in our old pattern of fears. It's gone, but and doubts and things. But we know what the Lord says, so we had to be reminded. Jesus had to remind his disciples. He had just fed 5,000 and 4,000. And then they were on the ship. And he asked them about the leavening and the bread. And there was a mist saying that he's upset because they didn't bring no bread. But Jesus had to let them know what he had seen, what he has done for them. And all he had to do is look to him. Hallelujah. So they were walking with him, physically walking with him, and seeing and experiencing these things before their eyes, and then they still forgot. Hallelujah. And that's because the devil's busy trying to steal the word out of us. Because the word is what keeps us. From the book of Saint John, First John, verses 8 and 9 and 10. First John, first chapter, verse 8, 9, and 10. Y'all were there. Okay. First John, first chapter, verses 8, 9, and 10. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the word is not in us. Praise God. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, your sins are forgiven. And the sins are forgiven. So you don't have to be caring them about with a chip on your shoulder, feeling all bad. If you confess, God has cleansed you. He has cleaned you up. He has forgiven you. And you don't have to bear that load any longer. Amen. See, we as a people make people bear the burden every day. Because we don't forgive. And we try to hold it over somebody else. But we got to know that what God does is done. And the sin that we had is sin no more. It's done. Your sins are forgiven if you confess them. The word said, blessed is the man whose sins are not, transgressions is not, is forgiven, and whose sin covered. blessed. You ain't got to walk around here mad at people. If you got your sin forgiven, you're blessed. And whose transgressions is forgiven. You're blessed because there are a lot of people gone on to the other side and carried our sin with them because they wouldn't believe what the word said. But your sins are covered, and they're covered with the blood of Jesus. And sin cannot be read or seen under the, in the blood of Jesus. Because his blood is pure. His blood is sanctified. His blood is holy. And it takes black things and red things and mixes together and become out white. Hallelujah. That's the word of God, is able to do that seems to be impossible. Hallelujah. But that's how the word of God works. Hallelujah. And blessed is the man who into whom the Lord then puts not iniquity, and whose the spirit there is no guile. So you ask for forgiveness. You've been forgiven. You're blessed. And now if you the Lord has not allowed the iniquity to be and put it on you, and whose spirit in you there is no guile. Some of them get our sins forgiven, but some of us hold on to the iniquities. And the iniquities is the attitudes we have. After we told somebody we forgive them, we still got that same old attitude. Okay? Because we start judging them. They don't mean it. You got to get that iniquity out of you. And not judge, because the word said, judge ye not. And by what judgment you judge somebody, it's going to be turned on you. So be thankful that your sins are forgiven and he has covered your iniquities. He didn't allow that to show on you so that you can make it in the kingdom of God. Said, when I kept silent, David said, my bones waxed old through my roaring and all the day long. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old. So that's why we need to cry out and spare not. We need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Keep them bones that the Spirit of God in you revived. Not dried up, not waxing old, and something to break in a moment. But keep your mind on the Word of God. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is and turned into the drought of summer. Hallelujah. When you keep silent, you start drying up. And that's why the word said, make a joyful noise. So we won't dry up. Don't be like it was when we had like drought this summer. And then later on the rain finally came. Hallelujah. But we don't want to dry up. We want to do what the Lord said do. And we want to be joyful and happy. Jeremiah said, I said I won't preach to nobody else because when I've been preaching and nobody has been hearing me, he got upset and said, I ain't going to preach no more. But it said, when he did that, it said, it was like a fire shut up in his bone. And he had to speak. Hallelujah. So you need to cry out loud unto the Lord. And everything going to work out by and by. David said, I acknowledge my sins and to thee. You got to admit that you have sinned. As long as you don't admit it, you don't believe you've done anything wrong. But word we told you earlier said your sins, if you say you don't have any, you telling a lie. Because all of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody in here has done something wrong since we met in here before, the last time. You may not think you're doing anything and had no reason to ask for forgiveness. But the word says you sin. So whether you realize what it is or not, you sin. To just admit that you are a sinner, saved by grace. And since you are a sinner, you've wrapped up in sin for flesh. Hallelujah. Your sins and your iniquities, God will forgive if you ask for it. Okay. So for day and night, his hand was heavy upon him, and his moisture had turned into the grout of the summer. He said, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquities have I not hid. Lord, I pulled the cover back. I let you see everything. Hallelujah. Because we can't hide anything from God anyway. So we might as well admit it. He knows better than you know. David said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. So admit it. Tell your neighbor, admit what you've done. Okay. Somebody come up and tell you you've done such dust and dust to them. They say, well, forgive me then. Don't say when. I don't remember doing that. Okay. Just say, forgive me. You may not thought you were doing anything harm to the person, but that person received it in that way. So admit that you've done wrong. You didn't come up to that person's expectation. But what you weren't supposed to be doing is doing anything in that expectation anyway. You're supposed to have been doing what the Lord said, and then you'd be in the right place all the time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee, in time when thou mayest be found. You need to seek him and get it straightened out now while he is near. Why you can do it. But the time is coming when you won't be able to. But now you can. The word says he's coming back. And every eye shall see him. Every tongue shall confess. He is coming. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, and his reward is with him. Okay, he's going to pay everyone according to your works. Hallelujah. So make sure you get it right and do it right. Hallelujah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. So the word tells we ought to pray all the time. Okay, and faint not. So in between things, moments, pre-praying. Don't be thinking about these worldly things. Because these worldly things are going to get in trouble. But pray and talk to the master in your lonely hours. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. In him you have a hiding place. In him you have the victory. In him you have deliverance. In him you have joy. In him you have peace. In him you have love. In him you have understanding. You can hide in the word of God. Hallelujah. And he will satisfy your every need. And David said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in thy way thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Be ye not as a horse or as a mule. Don't be all strong and stubborn. All right. But be strong and gentle, which have no understanding. The horse and the mule don't have no understanding. Don't be like them, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and a bridle, lest they become near unto thee. So don't have to be like the horse and the mule. Gotta have a bit in your mouth to help control that tongue and your direction. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked. But he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. So be glad in the Lord and rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. David said in that 51st song, have mercy upon me, God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgressions. Have mercy on me. Okay, we're always asking God to have mercy on us. But how much mercy you been having on other people? You do unto others as you want to be done unto you. Okay. So have mercy upon me. He is asking the God for. He has sinned. He has stained Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, bathing on the rooftop. And he lust after her and got him to come over to his palace, and they slept together. And he had kept that covered. And had the husband of the woman killed. And now he had been visited by the prophet. And he was told him what he had done. And David didn't shun from it. But he admitted his wrong. And so he comes to the Lord and says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy kind, loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression. You can't do it yourself. God got to do it. And God got to do it because you're breaking God's word, not nobody else's. And when you do wrong, you're doing it against God, not against anybody else. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. You can't ask him to do that if you're saying you ain't sinned. And you trying to find out what sin you've done. You just admit that you sinned. Done something short through the day. Hallelujah. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. God, if you don't do it, they'll follow me to the grave. If you don't do it, I can't make it in, God. If you don't do it, I need you, God, to wash me. And don't just put me in the water and wring me out, but wash me thoroughly. Hallelujah. Get that scrubbing board and wash that sin away. Don't put in these bottle washers that all they look just shake it about, but get that board where you can rub it out. Hallelujah. Get some of that lye soap and so it can cleanse you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just don't forgive it, but clean me up too. I need the stain removed. Hallelujah. David said, cleanse me from my sins and for I acknowledge my transgressions. And my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil thing. So he said, he had killed, had Uriah's killed. He slept with his wife and conceived a child. But he didn't say to Uriah, forgive me, because of Uriah was gone. All right. But he admitted who the sin is. He said, it's against thee, you, Lord. It's against you. And you only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. So when we sin, it's against God only. You think you're doing it to the person, but you're doing it to God. Because it's God's rule. And everything is God's. That thou mightest be justified when thou speak, and be clear when thou judges. Okay. Wash me thoroughly. And then judge me. Hallelujah. Be Behold, I was shapen into iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. I just couldn't escape it, Lord. I was formed in sin. I was conceived in sin. I had these attitudes shaped in me when I was being formed. Hallelujah. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part and in the hidden part. Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Hallelujah. So God, what I need you to do for me, I need you to purge me with hyssop. Just an ordinary washing sometimes won't do. We need to be purged of those things that we've been having since birth, hidden in us. So if it wash me, purge me with hyssop, I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. I need to get rid of all this stain so I can rejoice. But the word says you've been forgiven. Hallelujah. And you can rejoice because you've been forgiven. And you don't have that stain of sin anymore. You don't have it, so you don't have anything to keep you from rejoicing. So blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. Blessed is the man whose iniquity has been cleansed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So make me to hear joy and gladness. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Anybody want to say that? Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hallelujah. The sinful things that we have broken in me, I need to rejoice over them, because God has blessed me with life, joy, and peace. God has blessed me to do what he said do and live a peaceful life. Glory be to God. Hide thy face from my sin and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart. Oh God, create in me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. Some of us got the wrong spirit in us. Hallelujah. We gotten slack and the wrong spirit has slipped in. That's why we need to repent on a daily basis. And David said, create in me a clean heart. Oh God, I had a clean heart, but it got messed up. Now I need it to be renewed in me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. and uphold within me thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver unto me bloodstained guiltiness. O God, thou God, my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of the righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. If you let me open my mouth, God, it will sing praises unto you. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, so when you open your mouth, there ought to be something to praise. There ought to be something to encourage somebody. There ought to be something to lift somebody up. Hallelujah. Don't talk about the bad they've done, but talk about the good that's in them. And let the Lord bring it out of them. Oh, Lord, when I open my mouth, my mouth shall show forth praise. For thou desires not sacrifice, or else I would have given it. Thou desires not in burnt offering. Jesus said, obedience is better than sacrifice. So he don't want your sacrifice. He wants your obedience. Do what the word said do. Hallelujah. Give it thou delightest, not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt does not despise. Do not go in thy good. Do good in thy good pleasure. Into Zion, build out the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be praised with the sacrifice of the righteous with burnt offerings and the whole burnt offering. Then shalt thou offer bullocks upon thy offer. So get yourself straightened out, get your sins forgiven, and then you can give your sacrifice. Word said, and as we close, is you bring your gifts to the altar and remember that you have something that is against you and your brother, leave the gift. Go back and get it straightened up with the brother. And then once you've done that, come back and present your gift. Hallelujah. Your sins are forgiven. Okay, you don't have to feel bad about it. You can praise God. No matter what you did yesterday or even this morning, your sins are forgiven. God took care of that when you accept that Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. When he did that, he took you from under the law, which breaking the law is sin, and place you under grace, for grace covers the sin. And so then, technically, since you got saved, you haven't sinned because no law was there. But you're still supposed to repent every day because you still want a sinner saved by grace. God bless. invitation extended. There being the one that needed something special from the Lord. Now's your time to come. Pray for me. Pray for me. Oh, 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 my brother, pray for me. When you bow down at the altar, Lord, oh, please don't forget to pray for me. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Oh, 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 my brother, please pray for me, Lord, when you bow down, down at the altar, I wonder will you please agree, please. Don't forget to pray for me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Pray for me. Please pray for me. Forget to pray for me, oh Lord, oh yes sir. I want to say it again, Lord, pray for me, please pray, pray for me, oh, I need your prayer, my brother. Will you pray for me? Mm-hmm. Oh, when you bow down at the altar. Don't forget to pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Hum it for me. Mm-hmm.
altar. I want you to please, 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 don't forget to pray for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Amen. Didn't our pastor preach? Amen. Amen. Nobody sought salvation. But if you sin, if you should find yourself at that time of life, it's no one's fault but your own. Because the word was presented to you. Only thing we have to do is open up and receive. Let us stand as we exit out of the church service.
Let everybody say, let everybody say, let everybody say, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we lead this church service, may God go with us. May God protect us. And may God keep us until we all meet again.
Yes, Lord. Let the church say, amen. Amen.
Amen.